Dr. Ronald Marks, a Pittsburgh native, has lived in New Orleans for 28 years, every one of them spent on the Tulane faculty. 12 years ago, he became dean of the School of Social Work, and every year since, he has taken a group of his students across the world to Dharamsala, India.
You know, one of the things that has led to the Dalai Lama accepting this invitation is building relationship and building connection. And so, you know, the question is, why would we do this? Why would we take students halfway around the globe to a very foreign place? And in fact, that's part of the beauty of it. It enables students to move beyond a paradigm that they see the world through, that focuses the way they view the world and understand it. In India, particularly, we have a chance to break out of the Western paradigm, to understand the nature of community in a different way.
Going back year after year and working with the Louisiana Himalaya Association has created a unique bond between Tulane and the Tibetan community. Begun more than 15 years ago by Neil Guidry, a Tulane alum, the Louisiana Himalaya Association has provided Dr. Marks and his students with a unique connection to the leaders of the exiled Tibetan community.
Partnering with that organization has enabled us to instantly become immersed into the fabric of the community. And so over these many years, we have been providing service. We've been learning about the needs of this community, establishing these connections. There have been many instances in these trips in which the Dalai Lama has offered three-day teachings in his home temple. And so whenever that coincides with our visit there, we always make a point of spending those 3 days in his temple amongst the sea of maroon and saffron-robed monks and nuns sitting 20, 30 feet from the Dalai Lama listening.
So what is it about this particular religious leader that beckons Dr. Marks and his students?
These trips have not been in any way religiously oriented, but you cannot separate out the nature of the Tibetan community and the people that live there and their unique view on the world, which is all about putting others before self. The Dalai Lama, unlike so many religious leaders, is a man who provides a message that fundamentally informs perhaps all religions. But more than that, it's a message of nonviolence, it's a message of compassion, it's a message of that each of us are part of a fabric of the human condition, and through this extraordinary interdependence, we are all deeply connected.
As in many religions, the Dalai Lama and a group of accompanying monks have unique traditions. One is being demonstrated in the convention center. It is the creation of a sand mandala, a painting using five colors of sand that has taken 4 days to complete.
And then on Friday afternoon at the conclusion, the monks will ceremoniously sweep this sand, destroying it, this beautiful work of art, in part as a reflection on the impermanence of all things, and distribute some of the sand to the people in the audience, to the spectators, and then process to the Mississippi River, where they will distribute the sand into the water, which will flow into the Gulf of Mexico and finally into the oceans of the world.
And just to put that whole conclusion ceremony in perspective, with Tibetan monks in maroon or saffron robes on their way down to the Mississippi River blowing traditional musical instruments, Dr. Marks describes that Y'all Come event this way.
New Orleans understands second lines, and this is sort of a Tibetan Buddhist second line with long horns.
For more information about the Dalai Lama's visit, go to WWNO.org. Or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.